For everybody. I'm
hey,
psyched.
That's good. So, Brian, how are you? All right, so we have a resolution for tonight. To reappoint Ray McNeeney. His term expired on the Bar Board of Assessment Review on September 30th, 2024, whereas Mr. McNeeney wishes to remain on said board. So, therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby reappoint Ray McNeeney to the bar for the term of October 1st, 2024 to September 30th, 2029.
Make a motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have three quotes for an excavator for the cemetery. All of these quotes are on state bid. Jared, you wanna?
Yep, I've pretty much chosen to go with the Kubota because it actually has more features than the other two, for which would make it less money if we put the same features on the other two.
Those features are the thumb and the quick coupler.
And the thumb will be very useful up there, especially moving brush and trees. So I'd like to approve using ARPA funds the purchase of the Kubota KX033-4R30-3A for the cemetery.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
I'll second.
Second by Brian. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Late this afternoon, we received a renewal contract for our GS mapping solution. This is what's on our website. It's an increase of $200 over last year. It's this one.
Yep.
I know it was last minute, but if the board's okay, I'd like to...
Yeah, it's something we have to have, so...
And looking at the usage, a lot of residents...
It's one of the things that you use most on our website.
A lot of residents use this on our website. So entertain a motion to approve this.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Right, those are the official items. Last week, we had our second meeting for the townwide ambulance committee, I guess. It's being run by the county. It's going okay. Almost all the towns are interested in some form of uniformity within the ambulance service, whether it's dispatching, mobile CAD. I believe the county is going to offer to pay for mobile CAD systems in all the ambulances as it started this process. Where we go, we don't actually know. I made it clear last week that my main concern is our employees and the residents that we serve. One is our employees need to stay within the state retirement, and they need to have a job if this transition were to happen.
Absolutely.
So for that, it would have to be a county-ran organization, not something owned or operated by a private entity.
I think we've always had that stance.
Yep.
And I would continue that stance because I don't see any success in it going to a third party.
No. No.
Where the towns lose any type of say.
Right.
And the residents lose any type of say.
Yeah.
Was that inferred at these meetings that it would be private?
There's a couple options.
Okay.
Right? We have an option if there's six different options. I don't remember all of them. But 3A was the county runs it for X amount of dollars, which is more expensive than a private company running it, which is 3B. But I think it's worth it if we're protecting our employees.
Absolutely.
With their benefit. You know, if we have an employee that works for the town of Catskill for 10 years and now we give this away to a private entity, they have 10 years in the state retirement and now they're starting all over with a 401k or some other type of retirement plan. It's not good for them. And again, every employee that we have on the books needs to have a position within this newly formed entity. And that was across the board. Every town and department felt the same way.
Right. And there would be no reason, really, if the county was to run it, to not have it that way.
Yep.
Because they're all servicing who they're servicing now. It's not like it's a...
And another big thing with it would cut down on the burnout that our employees are facing from working three or four different jobs back to back to back. That's a big issue within the ambulance service. So we're going to have meetings throughout the rest of the calendar year, and then there's going to be four public hearings scheduled throughout the county. You know, once we have figures, everybody will get it. I'll run it through Kirsten and see. But that's the only update for that is We're working on it, but no decisions remotely ready to be made on that.
Scoreboard is hopefully going up, weather permitting, next week.
Being delivered Friday, right?
Yep. Pickleball court work will start probably the next week or two. The contractor says as long as weather permitting, they'll have most of the court done this year. And the only thing they may have to do next year, temperature depending, is paint it.
Wow, that's good.
Is the scoreboard going to stay in the same spot as the old one?
No.
The
stanchions. If you drive by, you'll see the stanchions out in center field. Okay.
I've seen that, so I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
Like,
no, one of the reasons for moving it too is you couldn't see the old one
right
when you were sitting in the stands.
There's an, I think they said that there was an option, or you told me that there was an option for the pickleball court for them to do like a deep cleaning every couple of years.
Yeah.
We should get a quote on that.
Okay.
Because I guess you said they lift the top membrane.
They lift up the tiles, clean underneath, and put the tiles back down.
All right. Or maybe, you know, pay them to do it 1 year. We can watch how it's done, and then, you know, we can do it in-house. But something like that we're paying all that money for, we
have to take care of it.
We have to take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, the durability is 30 years. So.
Are those tiles heavy? I just worry about people going in there and going
to... I don't think they're heavy.
Pick them up and, you know...
They got to be interlocked somehow.
They're interlocked. It's a very popular sport court. He was telling... We met with them when they did the layout. They've been doing, like, New York City and New Jersey and stuff for decades with this.
Did they leave the flags there?
Yeah.
So if you go to Ricky Kramer behind the playground, you'll see white flags there. That's where it's going to go.
Yeah, we put it in a spot so that if we want to expand it down the road, we can. Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to see that field being taken care of.
Actually, like, a lot of people said Mark did a great job.
My lifetime, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's great.
Mark and his group are doing a phenomenal job in the cemetery and in that field.
Oh, that's the one thing I want to get with the school. Those buildings are full of junk.
Mm-hmm.
Mark would actually like to clean them out. So he'd like to meet with the powers that be to say what's garbage.
Okay.
There's stuff in there that's 100 years old. I was in the one building, there's an old stove.
Underneath?
Underneath the one.
That's ours, that was donated to us. Did that come from the senior center?
No. It came from people, I think, who bought the JR's barbecue.
JJ's?
JJ's.
JJ's barbecue? There was a stove, a refrigerator, there was several pieces of equipment that were donated.
Yeah, I agree that it's no use to us.
No, and plus everything could be utilized better for storage and everything if we actually had room there. That one, the garage by the bathrooms is chock full of junk.
Yeah.
So he just wanted to hear from the school. Like on the ones on the back side of the garage, it's got all kinds of old nets and stuff that are garbage. He wants to know what can be thrown away.
We could set that
up. I know it's not 100% accurate, but...
Yeah. Yep. We know.
I just realized that.
It's more along the grass line. But we have that right away through here because of the culvert.
Gotcha. Okay. So he owns it on paper.
Yeah. I remember when that collapsed and we had to repair it. That was a nightmare. JR, got anything?
Dog? Just a dog thing. We can put that out to...
Heard of anything else from Park yet?
Nope. We did reach out to them. Ted's office actually sent them a letter, just waiting to hear back from them. But they did tell us it's going to take some time because we have multiple people involved in it. Yeah. So.
That's right. As long as it moves forward, even slowly, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to advertise for a backup dog control officer. For a stipend of $2,500 for the year of 2025. Do you need a motion for that? No, we're good. Dawn, you got anything?
I do not.
Fine?
Nope.
Okay. One thing I did forget, the last thing, is we're in the process of doing the fuel management system for the highway.
Yep.
I had a meeting with the contractor and Jack yesterday. So I don't foresee it being done this year because now we're getting into winter weather, but...
Is it going to be the same as what the county has?
Yep. Yep. We're going to do everything in-house. Jack has a big Excel spreadsheet. He's got to put a lot of data in, then we'll import it to them. I had WebJogger on the call because I wasn't sure exactly if it was going to tie to our service or not, but it's all cellular-based and it's going to be in the cloud, so there's no need for IT. That's it. Okay.
Anything else we're missing, Liz?
All right. Hope everybody has a
happy
fantastic
turkey.
Thanksgiving. And motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion second. By JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
You guys all have a great Thanksgiving too.
Yeah. You're gonna be down here, or you're gonna be at town?
I'm gonna be in Florida.
Nice.